Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Good news coming out of Ohio. Equal access has now returned for some Christian clubs on campus. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, a school district in Northeast Ohio has now ended discrimination against a high school student-led Bible study and a Christian encouragement club, both of which have now been allowed to resume their meetings on campus. This followed a letter that Liberty Counsel sent to the district on behalf of the students requesting equal access on the same terms as the other non-curricular clubs. It's good news because the school board, Matt, voted unanimously to recognize the right of these Christian clubs to have equal treatment on campus just like the other clubs.
You know, Liberty Counsel acts as both an organization that engages in the fight in the trenches of the courts, but Liberty Counsel is also a great educational organization.
We educate the schools even.
I was going to say, all too happy to educate the educators that they are in violation of the United States Constitution. To set them straight, sometimes the hostility runs so deep, sometimes they ignore the warning letter and choose to be sued.
Yeah, unfortunately, in this case, the school board read the letter and their attorney and reversed the situation and voted unanimously, which is good. That ultimately avoided a lawsuit, which the school board would lose had we filed suit.
I mean, you talk about, gosh, the school, what are they teaching these children? I mean, they blatant discrimination against these Christian clubs, and they were allowing other clubs such as Gay Straight Alliance, Environmental Club, a Fashion Club, a Vegan Club, and other clubs to meet with no charge. They were allowed to have faculty advisors. They had access to all the information channels at schools, like the morning announcements. They could display flyers, except for these two Christian clubs.
Yeah, they could announce their meetings on the school PA system. But there were two clubs that were not allowed to have that same access. They weren't allowed to meet. They weren't allowed to have access to announce their meetings. And that was a Christian-led, student-led Bible study and another Christian student-led encouragement club. Those two were banned. And in fact, the two clubs were canceled in the fall of 2017. Students were told they could no longer meet as, quote, official school clubs, close quote, and would be treated as, quote, outside organizations, close quote. Well, they're not outside organizations.
Yeah.
They're students. These are clubs. The Christian club could no longer have guest speakers. Neither could it have a Bible study. They were permitted to meet, you know, during non-instructional. They didn't have the same equal access. They were told that they would be assessed a facilities fee. Now, here's a student club. These are students. These are high school students. And they're going to now charge these students a fee to use the facilities, and yet they didn't charge anybody else.
But meeting during non-instructional time.
Which means outside of class time.
During lunch or after school. They weren't interrupting classes. I mean, this is just
set apart, and targeted for discrimination. We have to ask, you know, is the hostility in our public schools so rampant against Christianity? Perhaps in a lot of areas, but a lot of it, you know, we talked yesterday about the propaganda that has been pushed and relied upon for so many years by the Southern Poverty Law Center. A lot of these schools are also buying into the propaganda that is pushed by, you know, somewhat reputable, at least in the past, groups like the ACLU and People for the American Way and Americans United Against Separation of Church and State. They send out false information, anti-Christian information, to actually encourage schools and municipalities and government agencies to discriminate against people, to target them simply because of their faith under this misnomer of so-called separation of church and state.
Well, this one student club, the Encouragement Club, before they were canceled in the fall of 2017, They met student leaders of the Christian Club. They hoped to demonstrate love and acceptance toward their fellow students by doing acts of kindness on various days. When they were first allowed to meet in 2017, the club met at school during non-instructional times. These students opened the meetings, and they had a speaker. The students introduced the speaker. After the speaker, the students closed the meetings. No guest speaker spoke more than once. However, the Christian Club was still told no outside speakers would be allowed unless the club moved off campus for such meetings. And after the clubs, both of these, the Bible Study Club, the Encouragement Club, were canceled, the thing they had in common were they were Christian. The students involved in both clubs, they prepared documentation regarding the Equal Access Act, and they met with administrators to appeal these decisions. So they did the right thing. But they were told they could only meet informally during lunch to read the Bible and pray with a faculty advisor, but they could not be given club privileges, including sharing announcements about the club or displaying club flyers. At that point, they contacted Liberty Council, and that's when we sent a demand letter outlining what the law is. And of course, if the school refused to follow the law, the next step was to file a lawsuit. But after receiving the letter, the good news is that these members of the school board got together in a meeting. They voted unanimously to allow them equal access.
You know, and I commend these students for taking the initiative to do their homework. They prepared the proper documentation referencing the Equal Access Act. And they, I believe, taught the administrators a few lessons.
They did. I mean, you know, it's a great civic lesson for these young people. But it could have gone the other way.
Yeah.
I mean, for example, they, if we hadn't been involved to help them, they would be discriminated against. They would have tried, they would have failed, and they would have come up against the school system in a polite way, and they would have been rebuffed. So the lesson that these young leaders would have had is that, you know, you're just going to have to live with this discrimination. And maybe if they become a school administrator later, they might just think that's how the way it's supposed to be. But the good news is, Matt, they've actually been part of seeing not only the discrimination, but having a redress and the proper way to go about this.
That's right. And having their constitutional rights secured and having a big hand in defending their own constitutional rights. And so very encouraging. And this just underscores the import of the work of Liberty Council. And of course, Liberty Council, you know, you do this all pro bono, and you rely entirely on the gifts and the donations of people like you listening right now. Without that support, so, you know, the people who are listening right now who contribute to Liberty Council and the great work of Liberty Council also have a hand in standing up for religious liberty, the pro-life agenda from conception to natural death, and also standing firm on natural marriage and family.
And, you know, there might even be some future Liberty Council attorneys in these student groups.
You never know. I mean, these are young,
wouldn't that be awesome?
Young, boys and girls that are...
They're prepped and ready to go.
They're leaders already.
Yeah.
So these are young Christian people who are already leaders, and they've shown initiative on campus, even in high school. Imagine, would you have been able to do that when you were in high school? I'll tell you what, we work with a lot of young people through Liberty Council and through Covenant Journey and through other avenues, whether it's at this level or college level. And the exciting thing is God is raising up a generation. And that generation of Christian young people who are leaders, they're more passionate about Jesus. They're more serious about their faith. And they are more likely to do something positive in all areas of life than our generation. So there is good news that God is doing something. You see a lot of negative about what's happening with this young generation. And no doubt there are concerns, no question about that. But on the other hand, there's a Gideon's army that's out there. There's a group of young people that are ready and willing to follow the Lord. And these are people who are leaders now, and they'll be future leaders in other areas when they graduate. Stand with us as we continue to stand with these young Christian leaders at all levels of school, whether it's even in first grade, elementary, middle school, high school, colleges, and others. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. sign up for our emails and our newsletter. You can do that right there on the front page. We also have other information about equal access. It's fairly simple. Equal access means equal treatment. End of the story. Equal access means equal treatment. On school campuses, the Equal Access Act and certainly the First Amendment require equal treatment for Christian clubs and viewpoints. You cannot discriminate against viewpoints simply because they're Christian in nature. Thank God for this great victory. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776, lc.org.